This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. U.S. TV rights have become more expensive with each successive Summer Olympics. NBC paid $1.2 billion for rights to the Rio Games, slightly more than what it paid for rights to London 4 years ago, and well above the $900 million it paid for Beijing. That creates pressure for NBC to deliver more revenue in order to see profits from its investment. And then there's the problem of staging the Games in Rio, period. Pollution, crime, and venues that still aren't ready are all reminders that Brazil hasn't got its act together at all in time for the Olympics. A judge handed down a huge judgment in TV personality Erin Andrews' stalking case. The man who secretly filmed Erin in a Nashville hotel room through a peephole in 2008 must pay the $28 million awarded to Andrews by a jury despite the fact that he's bankrupt. The judge ruled that the damages owed by Michael David Barrett are non-dischargeable. Barrett filed for bankruptcy in Oregon, where he lives, in 2012. Previously, he had served 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to interstate stalking of Andrews in 2009. Will he ever show her the money? Director Quentin Tarantino said this week that he plans to stop making films and he has it all planned out. The director said, quote, "I'm planning on stopping at 10, so it'll be two more. Even if at 75, if I have this other story to tell, it would still kind of work because that would make those 10. 10's it. But the one I did when I was an old man, that geriatric one, would exist completely on its own in the old folks' home and would never be put in the same shelf next to the other 10, so it doesn't contaminate the other 10." Unquote. Confused? Only if you're not Quentin Tarantino. Kung Fu Panda 3 director Jennifer Yu Nelson will make her live-action directorial debut with Darkest Minds in a potential franchise starter for Fox. The movie is an adaptation of the Ya trilogy by Alexandra Bracken, in which a pandemic kills most of America's children and teenagers. When some of the survivors develop superpowers, they are imprisoned. Nelson made her directorial debut with 2011's Kung Fu Panda 2, which received an Oscar nomination for Best Animated Feature. She directed Kung Fu Panda 3, which was released in January. Apple's original reality competition TV show about app developers, Planet of the Apps, has opened a call for entries to find 100 aspiring tech entrepreneurs to be featured in the series. Set to debut in 2017, the series is being co-produced by Black Eyed Pea will.i.am. Producers have launched planetoftheapps.com, where they're soliciting one-minute video submissions from developers explaining their idea for a great new app. The winners who are selected for the show will get the chance to receive hands-on guidance from some of the most influential experts in the tech community, as well as featured placement on the App Store and potential funding from venture capital firms. It's all good for Taylor Swift, $170 million worth of good. On her current international tour of Love with her latest beau, British actor Tom Hiddleston, Swift received some great news. According to Forbes, Swift's bank account, already overflowing, has been supersized with a record $170 million from June 2015 to June 2016. With those earnings, it's nothing but the best for Hiddle Swift as they canoodle around the world in a private plane. They're in Australia now so that Hiddleston can report to work to the set of the new Thor epic, Ragnarok. Try saying that fast five times. Marvin, What's Going On? Goes into production this year and will include contributions from Marvin Gaye's three children and former wife. The film marks the first time the late singer's family has lent their support to such a project. Recorded in Detroit and West Hollywood, What's Going On remains a vivid document of American civil unrest in the late 60s and early 70s and finds Gay addressing police brutality, poverty, environmental decay, social injustice, and the Vietnam War. The political nature of What's Going On so unnerved Motown honcho Berry Gordy, he almost didn't release it. It's since become a classic. Legendary Pictures and Universal's Warcraft easily is the most lopsided Hollywood release in modern times. As it winds down its global run, the video game adaptation numbers are unusual, to say the least. Fully 89% of its $430 million global gross to date has come from international, and more than half of all revenue, $220 million, came from China after the film bombed in the U.S. with only $46 million. Right now, the producers of Warcraft here are saying, xie xie. Who has sold more tabloid magazines over the last 15 years than Jennifer Aniston? But after constantly being scrutinized for a baby belly after she eats, with headlines declaring she's finally pregnant, she's had it. Aniston said, quote, "Let me start by saying that addressing gossip is something I have never done. I don't like to give energy to the business of lies. For the record, I am not pregnant. What I am is fed up. I'm fed up with the sport-like scrutiny and body shaming that occurs daily under the guise of journalism, the First Amendment, and celebrity news." Well said, Jennifer. Now, about that brunch bump?
The trash bin.
Will Khloe Kardashian finally cut Lamar Odom out of her life after he got thrown off a flight twice? I guess they don't take kindly to drunkenly vomiting on it. If mom has anything to say about it, Khloe will sever all ties with her struggling husband. Kris Jenner, 60, is putting pressure on her daughter to dump the former LA Laker. Kris has a way of getting in her daughter's personal lives, and now she's adamant that Khloe cut all ties with Lamar once and for all. Oh, and did I tell you that Khloe found a crack pipe in her house belonging to Lamar? Ouch.
The news wrap-up.
Pokemon Go has revitalized the Nintendo brand name, adding billions of dollars in market value to the gaming company. More than 10 million Android devices around the world have been infected with Hummingbird malware linked to China. The next iPhone will have lots more storage. The starting point will be 32 gigs, up from 16. Hailing it as its biggest day ever, Amazon says customer orders during the shopping event Prime Day were up more than 60% all over the world compared to last year.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Star Trek Beyond beams up to the top of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake digs his heels in and is number one again.
The number one app.
Pokemon Go continues to be a sales phenomenon.
The number one fiction book.
Daniel Silva's The Black Widow is the most popular book in the USA.
Jerome Anthony Brathwaite, or better known as Party Next Door, is a Canadian record producer, singer, songwriter, and rapper from Mississauga, Ontario. Fellow Canadian superstar rapper Drake heard a tape from Jerome and signed him to his Ovo Sound record label. That was a smart move, as one of Jerome's first songs, Work, was recorded by Rihanna, featuring Drake, and it recently spent 9 weeks at number one. Well, now other artists are lining up to collaborate with him. Here's Party Next Door with the song of the week, Come and See Me.
I hit you up like, do you wanna hang right now? On the east side, and you know I'm with the gang right now. You say, do I wanna watch? Do I know what time it is right now? Yeah. It's after 2 a.m., and that's asking a lot of you. All she talking about is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me. You don't ever come to me. All she ever says, come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me.
That was 23-year-old Canadian rapper Party Next Door with the song of the week, Come and See Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.